Welcome to Kansas City Cannabis, where local roots and city pride thrive. Whether you're new or seasoned to cannabis, our expert bud tenders offer guidance and a welcoming atmosphere at our four KC locations. Experience genuine service and hometown heart. Visit kccannabis.org for more.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. We're going to talk some NFL now with Herm Edwards from ESPN. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's kind of ironic. I always look at this, what I call the second half of the season, when you get to eight games left on the schedule. That you know, all of these games become kind of interesting in the sense that when you think that the favorite team should just walk in there and blow the team out. Doesn't happen. You know, we saw this in Detroit with Cleveland. We saw this with Pittsburgh and Indianapolis. We saw this with Cincinnati and Tennessee. We thought this was going to be an easy win for the Jets going to Tampa Bay. I mean, all these things kind of unfold. It kind of shows you the state of the National Football League, that as soon as you think that some of these teams that don't have these great records can't beat you, you're in for a surprise because they can't.
All right, Coach, a story yesterday that had a lot of people talking was the story about Martellus Bennett, who ends up getting claimed off waivers by his old team, the New England Patriots. And when he was with Green Bay, he said he talked to several doctors about his shoulder and said that that some doctors had said he should have surgery. And he complained on Instagram about the Green Bay medical staff. And so you're thinking he's done. He can't play for the rest of the year. They waive him with a failure to disclose his physical condition designation. He gets claimed by the Patriots, and lo and behold, shoulder's okay, and he's out there catching passes from Tom Brady last night. What's your reaction to Martellus Bennett in this past week?
Well, he kind of beats to his own drummer. We know that. Just followed his career. He doesn't stay with one organization very long. Talented player, a little bit outspoken at times. And obviously they have this great healing water in New England. You didn't know that? That's why Tom Brady at 40 years old looks like he's 30 years old. Yeah. It's the water.
He got him on that Tom Brady diet for just a few days, and he was ready to go.
The TB12.
He got well. I'm telling you, it's the water, man. It's the TB12, whatever Tom is doing. You know, he gave him some of that stuff, and all of a sudden his shoulder was feeling okay. No, I mean, you know, we saw this thing unfold, and lo and behold, he goes back to a team that obviously he's played with. Tom enjoys the guy, and he's got a chance. He's on a playoff team again. How about that? He went from Aaron Rodgers. He went from Tom Brady to Aaron Rodgers, back from Aaron Rodgers to Tom Brady. That ain't all bad.
Yeah, it just worked out. He was going to retire, Coach. He didn't, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, that's why you go there. You say, maybe not retire yet. Maybe this team up here in New England, maybe it's got something going. Maybe I want to hang around with these guys to see what happens.
All right, Coach, the Chiefs, coming off their bye week, are going to New York to take on the Giants. And the Giants just lost to a previously winless 49ers team. What kind of a Giants team are the Chiefs going to be walking into on Sunday?
Oh, I think no one knows that. I mean, no one can figure that out. I think they're a team that early wants to compete, but when things start going not in their favor, their emotions kind of shut down. We saw that yesterday versus San Francisco. You know, they came out with a lot of pressure on them to play a team that hadn't won a football game. The prior week, they got blown out at home against the Rams, who by the way, the Rams are a pretty good football team. And then lose this one in San Francisco. So, you know, there's some unrest in the locker room, that there's a lot of things being said, right, wrong, or indifferent. And I just think when you play teams like this, and I think Andy understands this, the best thing to do is don't give them hope. Get up on them early. And, you know, when you get up on them early, you see what happens. I mean, San Francisco got a little bit of a lead and extended it, and then all of a sudden, you know, San Francisco's trying to win a game, and the Giants are trying to finish the season. There's a difference. And so I think if you're the Chiefs, you have to be cautious because they have some talented players, especially on defense. So I think the thing that you want to do is get on the board early and don't give these guys any hope.
Herm Edwards is our guest. All right, Coach, let's talk about that game from last night that I referenced with the New England Patriots. They put a whipping on the Denver Broncos. And look, it's tough because here in Kansas City, we want the Patriots to lose and we want the Steelers to lose because we're talking about the possibilities of home field advantage. But I'll tell you this, I certainly did not mind watching the Denver Broncos get embarrassed up in Denver. That was very satisfying. 41-16, Denver is in trouble, Coach.
Yeah, you know, they're a team that would like to play a certain style of football. In other words, you know, methodically control the clock, run the ball, you know, and not play from behind. And that's not the case. With that being said, generally their defense is the one that makes sure they don't play from behind. But this defense is struggling. And it struggled all season. And I've said it numerous times. Their inability to cover tight ends and running backs is very evident. And it was exploited last night. I mean, when you think about how the Patriots continue to attack them, every once in a while they threw to the receiver, but three-fourths of the balls go to the tight ends and the runners. And that's been a problem. That was the same problem when they faced Kansas City. Can't cover the tight end. You know, it, for some reason, that's a bad matchup for them. Their best cover guys are the corners. And when you throw the ball away from them and you attack the backers and the safeties that at times have to cover those tight ends, it's the favorable matchup goes to the offense. And so that's what happened last night. And New England was very methodical how they did it. And every once in a while, they'd run the ball. You know, and then after a while, it comes downhill where your offense turns the ball over a couple times, three and out, and all of a sudden your defense gets a little tired. And that's New England. And, you know, they're getting better. And we knew that was going to happen. Even their defense. Now, the Broncos don't have a great offense by any stretch of the imagination. But when you look at the Patriots' defense compared to early in the season, I think the last five games are giving up about 16 points. So you got Captain America that's going to score almost 30 a game. That's a good formula to win.
Coach, I thought one of the most interesting games yesterday, even if it wasn't pretty, was the L.A. Chargers against Jacksonville. Mm. It seemed like a game that neither team wanted to win, and even the game-winning field goal wasn't pretty. But the Jags all of a sudden are 6-3. That's the same record as the Chiefs, and they got a heck of a defense. How for real are the Jags in your mind?
They're for real defensively. They're really good. I mean, they're outstanding. I mean, they can get after the quarterback. They're very athletic. You know, they've got 11 players that are first- and second-round picks on this team. Whether through the draft or they acquire them in free agency, six of them play on the defense. They can rush the passer. They've got two really good corners. They take the ball away. They do all the things that are necessary for you to play outstanding defense. Offensively, you know, they want to pound it. Now, yesterday was a little bit out of character. You know, Blake Bortles threw the ball 51 times. That's an accident waiting to happen. You know, a lot of you yellow lights when that takes place. And even though, you know, they try to run it, they kind of abandon the run the second half. But the Chargers are a team, they're a tough out, as you guys know. You know, they're very competitive. And it was a game that you thought at one time they had lost, you know. You say, well, okay, Blake Bortles just turned it over. The Chargers will just take the ball down and you'll end the game. And then lo and behold, they turn it over. And then you know, the kid fumbles the ball. I mean, the guy running, the guy hit, fumbles the ball on the ground. Are you kidding me? And then, you know, then at the end, obviously, you know, they Rivers throws the pick. And that's the one that seals the game for them. But yeah, it was an entertaining game, especially the fourth quarter, as you mentioned. The last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter, you didn't know. You thought, okay, they're going to win. Then all of a sudden, no, they're not going to win. It just went back and forth. Good for Jacksonville because they're right in the mix. You're right; they're 6-3. They're tied with Tennessee Titans at 6-3.
Herm Edwards is our guest, Coach. Exactly how good are the New Orleans Saints?
Oh, yeah, I picked them to win in Buffalo. They're interesting now. You know what they are? I'll tell you what they are. They're the Chiefs. They're the Chiefs as far as offense. They've got some dynamic players. They can run it with those two backs. They've got some good receivers that make big plays. And their defense does this. They take the ball away. And they know how to play with a lead. They take the ball away. They know how to play with a lead. Their defense on paper, when you look at them, they're not, you know, when you look at them, you go, well, the Saints, you know, the Saints, yeah, they're New Orleans, you know, they kind of, they're the top 15 defense. They're not like a top five defense, but they take the ball away. Ooh, they take it away a lot, you know, and they're dangerous guys. I mean, I know this. You don't want to go to New Orleans and play them. That's not good anymore. This is like the Saints that kind of made that run to the Super Bowl. They run the ball on the offense. They got a good running game. People don't anticipate that. They ran for, almost 300 yards yesterday. How about that? And you should have been flipped the script. You think Buffalo's a little bit like the Chiefs in this sense, guys. They're not built to play from behind. They're not built to drop back and throw the ball. That's the Chiefs' Achilles heel right now. When people get leads and they got to drop back and throw the football, they're not built to do that. Buffalo Bills, same way. Not built to just drop back 30 times and throw it. That's not who they are.
The Saints had 298 yards on the ground, like you said. Six touchdowns on the ground, and they've won seven in a row. They didn't have to. I mean, Drew Brees.
I mean, this was in Buffalo. Buffalo's a hard place to play, man.
And the Saints, if they need to, they can drop back and throw the football. We've talked all season long about how the NFC is wide open, and I've rarely have heard anyone say the Saints could be the team that emerges, and they have a real shot. They're that good, aren't they?
Well, they are, and you know what? And one thing we do know, on offense, your running game travels well, and defense travels well on the road.
And in cold
defense,
weather.
Like I said, it's like the Chiefs in a sense. You can move the ball on them, but they take it away. They take the ball away, guys. And when you take it away and give it to Drew Brees, now you got a problem.
Well, and that bodes well for them in the playoffs, too, doesn't it, Coach? Because the ground game travels and it plays well in cold weather. I mean, it seemed like back in the day when they were a Super Bowl contender in the past, they had to play their games in New Orleans if they were going to win. It doesn't seem like that right now, does it?
No, I mean, you're right, because they went up to a place where, and I said, you know, I picked them to win. I said, you know, I like what I've watched the last 3 weeks from these Saints. You know, Ingram and Kamara, the runners, you know, they got some guys over there, man, that can run it, can pound it inside and make big runs. And, you know, Drew Brees is a veteran quarterback and how good he is. And then defensively, you know, they rush you a little bit. They got some athletes in the back end of their secondary. They take the ball away. They do a nice job of taking the ball away. When you do that and you give it back to Drew Brees, I mean, I think they've got like, they're plus 18 or something like that, guys. They got 18 takeaways or something like that. It's crazy, some crazy number. But that's what they do. So, you know, it's going to be interesting because now they're dealing with Carolina. Atlanta won a big game yesterday, which was good for them. That looked like the Atlanta that we know now. Obviously, Dallas got his own issues. You know, they lose a linebacker, Lee, and they lose their left tackle, and all of a sudden, six sacks from one guy yesterday, Claiborne. I'm like, wow. I mean, they had eight sacks. You know, I mean, they're talking about Zeke being gout, and that's one thing. But your left tackle, that showed up yesterday.
No, that's the truth. They couldn't block him at all.
No.
Okay, tonight, Coach, a couple of teams that are very hard to predict. You've got Miami and Carolina on Monday Night Football right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. But for Carolina, they shipped off their top receiver in Kelvin Benjamin. They want to become more explosive. Christian McCaffrey is a big part of the offense. They're going to try to get Curtis Samuel in there as more of an explosive big play threat. What do you make of Carolina at 6-3 right now taking on Miami?
It's all about Cam Newton. And Cam Newton he's gone back to his MVP run now as a quarterback. He's going to run, guys. He doesn't care. He's going to just take it over. He's going to take the game over. He's not going to worry about, you know, being politically correct and say, well, we're going to try to throw these little short passes. We'll give it to McCaffrey. We'll give it to Samuels. We're going to try to run the ball. I'm going to run the ball. I'm going to get the ball first, and I'm going to decide what I want to do with the ball. And that's how we played last week. He just put the whole team, he put the whole offense on his back and said, hey, guys, enough of this. When I got a chance to run, I'm going to run. Don't worry about me. I'm fine. That's how he's going to play. The way he played last week, he has to play that way if this offense is going to get going. Because it's out of sync. It's out of sync. They gave it to Stewart, trying to make him the runner. He fumbles twice. You know, he's like, wait a minute. Enough of this. I'll run the ball. Don't worry about it. You guys go out. If nobody's open, I'm going to take off and I'm going to run. I'm going to put my Superman suit back on. I'm going to be Superman for the rest of the season. That's what you're going to see. It'll boil down to that tonight. Can they stop Cam Newton? When he goes back to throw, can you stop Cam Newton? Because if somebody's covered, he's going to take off and he's going to run. Can you tackle Cam Newton? That's the key. If you can't tackle him, they're going to win. It's one-man offense. Cam Newton, Superman. I'm going to be Superman here on out. That's it, boys. I'm not going to stay in the pocket. I'm not going to sit here and try to dink and dunk these little passes. I'll throw him some passes. But if you give me a running lane, I'm leaving the pocket, and I'm going to go run. That's it. That's the game, boys. Period.
Coach, you sound like Superman right there.
That's right.
I know the kid. I said it last week. I said it when they played Atlanta. I said, Cam Newton, if you look at him at the press conference, if you read what he said, hey, these guys beat us twice last year. He was talking about the foul. He said, that ain't good. And, you know, the quarterback was an MVP, just like me. And I said it on air. I said, look out. I said, he's about to put his Superman suit back on. He's done. He's done listening to everybody. He's just done. I'm going to be Cam Newton now. It's kind of fun to watch. I like to see him when he gets that way.
Well, I'm going to look forward to watching that tonight, Coach. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for the time, Coach. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, man. Thank you.
Couple things. Hey, look, after I watched Buffalo on Thursday Night Football against the Jets, I told you they were overrated and they wouldn't be a problem. And I know Thursday night games are more difficult, that you cannot at home give up 300 yards on the ground.
No.
And, well, you just can't. I mean, there's no and. You just can't do that.
That's bad.
That was, and 6 rushing touchdowns. I mean, like in a college game, like, oh, that was a bad weekend. You don't see that in the NFL. That was like a college performance. 298 yards on the ground and 6 touchdowns. So, I mean, look, anything can happen. But again, this second half of the Chiefs' schedule is just, I mean, it's just laid out there. It's just a red carpet to the playoffs. All right? And then the other thing that I had said, and I know this ruffled some feathers. Well, I just ruffled the feathers of the one Broncos fan that emailed me afterwards. I said that, I don't know. I get sick of people talking about the Denver defense. I think at this point, it's overrated. And since I said that, I just want you to know that they've had 2 games since that comment, and they have given up 51 and 41 points. 92 points in 2 games.
Broncos.
The Chiefs lost 3 or 4. They got their problems.
Broncos.
Isn't it kind of funny that they don't have a quarterback? They don't have a sniff of a quarterback, and they just gave up 92 points in 2 weeks.
It's a little bit. I think the key phrase there might be "gave up."
There's a ha ha ha. I mean, I don't know.
They were the number one ranked defense 2 weeks ago in the entire NFL. I think there's a little element of quit there.
No.
You suck.
That's even worse than if you're saying that. You know.
How do you go from 7 games into the season being the number one ranked defense in the NFL to that 2 games in a row?
And back after this on WHB.